And there it goes. It's working. Great. Happy leap year to you and happy birthday to you. If your name is Jane and you're in New York and you're working right now and you can't call me back, but that's okay. I've been talking to Jane for years and it's her birthday and leap year. She's the only person I know that has a leap year birthday officially. So really technically she's like, I think 14 or something like that. Not very old. And she's a teenager at heart, so it works well. Today, on Monday, the edition of the Cook Report by Guyer Cook is talking about podcasting. And I've got three blogs and blog posts referenced, and they'll be on the show notes. Like always, everything I talked about is in the show notes. And I've taken those to a new level. I put those into a WordPress post so I can have the pretty pictures, too. I found out that one of the places we locate the podcast at Podbean, I can't upload pictures. So I put them into the blog and I have a link to that. So you can get there that way. So the things that we found out, number one, podcasting for beginners. So if you're a rookie, never done it, you don't know Kevin Scullion, then you're going to need to go to Content Marketing Guide that talks about all the other flavors of content marketing that you're doing now. Perhaps you're already doing blog posts, social media updates, videos, slideshare. Slideshare and slide decks on Slideshare. Slideshare.net gets 7 million visits a day. A day. So if you're not doing slideshares, which I've added to my plate because I need more things to do. Anyway, on Wednesdays, I try to create a set of slides and put them on SlideShare every week because there's that much traffic. I can't ignore it anymore. So if you're considering adding podcasting to that mix of other content marketing things you're doing, BufferApp.com blog has got a podcasting for beginners post in it. That's what I'm trying to say. And it will be listed in the show notes. Number two, I looked at a thing called blogtalkradio.com. It's big. They've got Sears and a bunch of different national brands in America are listed on Blog Talk Radio. They take care of everything for you, all the technical stuff. And I quit with them when I got to the part that said commercial chores of podcasting are taken care of by them. Well, I want to take care of my own commercial podcasts insertions. So that's when I quit looking at. But maybe you don't. Maybe you want somebody else to do your chores, all of them. Take a look at Blog Talk Radio. It looks like a winner. Third one, and we talked about this in conversation the other day, Kelvin and I. Thank you to my co-host, Kelvin Fagan. I forgot to say that at the top of the show. SoundCloud.com. In the show notes, it's got has many different blogs. And their hook is to find the music that you love on SoundCloud. Discover new tracks. Well, there is a lot of music, but there's also a lot of other stuff. We found out by pure accident that Cambridge University uses SoundCloud. They've got a ton of articles, and they're on many different topics. So look at those three links. If you're in the verge of maybe buying a background like this one back here just so you can do podcasts or get a green one like Kelvin's got this really cool, then you're set. A little bit of off topic, but not really. There's a new thing. I'm going to hold up the picture so you can get a look at it. This is Voice Meter Banana Edition, and you'll know it's banana because it's got five sliders over here on the right under the what looks like a cassette tape. That's where the recording goes. And the Voice Meter application, it's going to work for you. It's a virtual audio mixer, okay? So if you want to have a Skype conversation with somebody and have music playing in the background while they're doing their interview, you can put that all into this software mixer and not spend a lot of money. And who doesn't want to do that, right? So take a look at that one. It'll be in the show notes. We'll have a link there. They've got a ton of tutorials, how-to videos at the bottom of their website that are really good. And that brings us to shout-out time. And they're going, whew, boy, we survived all that. So, and the shout outs first, Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. And he's in chat right now. I just noticed that. We got to do a really big, Fraser is, involved in a lot of projects off the scope of house cleaning. So check out his podcast too at Hattrick and Ramsey. That's what I was trying to think of. Duh. His podcast adventures are quite numerous and quite good. You can find them on Podbean, the same place you find the Cook Report. Just look for Hattrick and Ramsey. Okay. The next shout out is the other guy that's in chat, Kevin Scullion. He's got a web presence for Passing Places Insider Club. It's passingplaces.scot. Traveling into Scotland. He lives there, not in Samoa. Never been to Samoa. We did that the other day. We're talking about if you wanted to go to Samoa or to Scotland. And nobody said, well, I don't know where Samoa came from. Okay. Here's where it came from. Samoa came from, it starts with the letter S. It's a travel place, and it has natives. Okay, that's three wins right there. An S, travel place, and has natives. Except in Samoa, I don't think they wear kilts. I think they're calling them skirts or something. But anyway, check out Kevin's website. Big thank you to blab.im. A long time ago, a couple weeks ago, I was talking with somebody, I said, what if Blab goes away? How are we going to do this? And so I've researched so I don't have a single point of failure, and I encourage you to also do the same. If you're going to start off in your podcasting thing, what I talked about a second ago, have a bare tire in the trunk. When you're going down the information highway and you get ready to do your show, I talked with Don that does Blab Cafe show. He said, it just quit. All of a sudden, just boom, it wasn't there. So you want to make sure that everything's in order. And then if it is unavailable to you, have a backup suit. So thanks to Blab for being there for us. We count on it. And I want to thank you for listening. And consider a subscription to our YouTube channel, where this will be on YouTube, right? And that we won't give them an invoice if they subscribe, correct?
No, that's
free.
Quite right. Correct, yeah.
But we'll have to work on YouTube about that. But anyway, while it's still free, get one of those. And at the bottom of the show notes, you'll see the Cook Report evaluation question. It's one single question that I ask about this show, and it's a yes or no answer. And in order to get you to go look at it, I'm not going to tell you what the question is. You'll have to go to the show notes. And it's going to have show notes. This is where I give another thanks for Kelvin for being the co-host. But in the show notes, it'll link to Stitcher Radio, which makes us available on about 4 million car dashboards. That's what I'm trying to say. It'll be on the Blab profile. So if you go to blab.im and search for the Guy or Cook, it'll be in that profile, all the recorded shows. The cookreport.podbean.com is another one. It's on iTunes because it's on Podbean. It goes automatically into iTunes. So if you're an Apple fanboy, you can get it there. It's going to be on YouTube, which is why we ask for subscribers. And the show notes are going to be on the Cook Report category of Guy R. Cook Online Services blog. If you do a search for the Cook Report by Guy R. Cook, you should come up with, I tested it just the other day, and you should find it that way. Okay, so on that note, thanks for being a co-host, Kelvin.
It's a pleasure. Don't want to
say that too much. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And that's how I know that I've got my sound working. You'd be amazed how much the co-host does to help this show out. You have no idea. Then thank you to all the people in chat for telling the little birds and telling their followers about the show. Shout out, congratulations to Patricia for getting a new roof on her house. And I think that's just about wraps it up. So now at this point, Kelvin, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.